With tests on the new benchmarks looming in 2014, many classrooms will be teaching to the standards this year. The standards are tougher than previous ones and encourage critical thinking. For example, while previously there were no math standards for kindergartners, they're now expected to count to 100 by ones and tens. Common Core specialist with the Department of Public Instruction, Emily Amundson, says that's a good thing.
This step is right for Wisconsin because it gives us a higher and clearer floor for our students to meet. It's not the ceiling, but it's the floor, and it's a higher floor.
But others argue the new standards are not effective. Joy Pullman is an educational policy expert with the Heartland Institute, a conservative research group. She says the standards are unproven and questionable.
Everybody wants children to get to advanced math concepts, but the way to do that is not ask them to be college students when they're age 6, 7, and 5. The way to do that is to teach them the things that their brains can handle when they're young so that they can build upon that when they're older to become advanced math college students.
All public school students in Wisconsin will be taking tests based on the Common Core, which will cost the state about $8 million more in standardized testing in 2014. Public hearings on the curriculum will be scheduled by DPI later this fall. Tegan Wendland, Wisconsin Public Radio.